This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
The way that state's going to go.
So he pushed the Obamacare button. Let's end this block with the bad headlines we mentioned for the president's signature health care law this morning. Higher premiums, fewer options. Health plans are set to rise on average by about 25% in the 39 states that use healthcare.gov. The administration says about 1 in 5 consumers will only have a single insurer to choose from, since major carriers like United Health Group, Humana, and Aetna have reduced their roles in the marketplace. And Donald Trump seized on the news while campaigning in.
Well, you know, this is the thing about this whole Obamacare situation. I mean, like, we're surprised, Scott. We knew the trajectory of this. We knew it was going to happen. Typical form of progressives and liberals is that they want it all. And they figure, okay, we're going to take this step and we'll let it crash. But then the people will throw their arms up and we'll just... we'll just bombard them with all kinds of misinformation to where they, as Jonathan Gruber would say, because we're just not smart enough, we'll end up choosing single payer, which is what, Hillary Clinton and what President Obama wanted all along.
Well, here's this really feels right now. It feels like a tax without any sort of.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Obviously it is a tax because that's what they ruled it as. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't feel like it has any sort of, benefit. Isn't that one of the things to taxation? There has to be some form of benefit to the person that's being taxed.
Yeah, really, they wanted all the healthy people in the country to take a bullet for all the people that are sick. You know, hey, you're going to pay this high price. You're going to pay for health care that you really don't need, and you're going to like it because we're going to take care of all these other people. But my question still remains, and this was my question yesterday in talking to one of our guests, because even Bill Clinton says, well, we've helped 20 million people. Well, whether we talk to Betsy McCoy, we talk to any other expert who has been focused and been following Obamacare, no one, even if you go to the website, you cannot figure out, remember that 30 million, because the original deal was we got to take care of these 30 million people. You know, they're without health care. Well, what did we do there? How much of that 30 million have we covered? They try to take right. See, this is the problem with the administration and the whole government issue is they get all these figures. It's like figures don't lie. It's liars that figure. Right. And so they get these numbers and they convolute them in such a way. And it's like they stick their finger up in the air and they, at one point it was like, oh, we've helped 7 million. And then that became 8, 12. Now Bill Clinton says 20 million people have been helped. Well, was that part of the original 30 or what it is? It's just some kind of, I think that's the number kind of thing. They really don't have a quantitative number. And for those of us who have been in business, who live life a little bit differently, we're not in la-la land out there just, fudging and making up numbers like they do for unemployment figures and that. We deal with reality. We look at it and say, okay, we've invested X amount of dollars. Here's kind of, here's the return on investment. This is what makes it valuable. This is what quantifies it so that if somebody questions it, you've got a straight, easy answer. Somebody questions Obamacare right now, and we get all this emotional stuff that goes on and on that we've been, arguing about and discussing ad nauseum here. And you can't get the real truth and whole truth and nothing but. But now you're getting reality because, as we talked about, come November 1, it's open enrollment for Obamacare once again. And the people that need to take the bullet for the country and for everybody, they're still not taking the bullet. And part of the problem is this whole system has made it convenient for them because you don't need Obamacare. You don't need to sign up for Obamacare until you really need it, until it becomes a catastrophic issue. And then you have that option to sign up and come in and, jump in the water, take advantage of it. And, hey, you're covered at the expense of everybody else and at a national healthcare system that has just been
absolutely. How is that different from what we had?
quite a bit different. That's a whole other deal, and we've got only about 10 seconds left, so we'll keep that conversation going, and we'll ferret that out as well. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone, and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez Live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there for you. And you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, a recent USA Today Rock the Vote poll of millennial voters conducted by Ipsos found among millennial voters, Hillary Clinton is at 68%, Donald Trump at 20%, support for third-party candidates is ebbing, Libertarian Gary Johnson is at 8%, Green Party's Jill Stein at 1%. And here to break it out down for us is Gabrielle Boucher. She's the president of the Millennial Solution. Gabrielle, how are you?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Well, I'll tell you, millennial voters are getting all the attention these days. Why not, huh?
Well, you know, I would disagree. I feel like we really haven't been involved a lot in the debate in particular. Neither of the three debates, there was really any candidate saying, this is what millennials want, this is why I'm the best candidate for millennials, and this is why I'm going to partner with them to build a better future.
Well, and to your point, you're right. From that standpoint, but it seems that they seem to be measured a lot, but we still don't understand what it is that millennial voters want, to your point, right?
Absolutely. And the interesting thing is that this is the first election ever where millennials are actually the same size as baby boomers. Mm-hmm. So when it comes down to whether or not the candidate should be reaching out to millennials, the answer is, of course. But the question has really come into whether millennials will show up or not. Millennials are famous for being unaffiliated. Mm-hmm. Over 60% of millennials call themselves neither Republican or Democrat. We don't want to say we're just going to vote for someone because there's an R or a D behind their name. We want to have a relationship with the candidate first. And so both candidates, especially in this stretch towards November 8th, have to prove that they are going to be authentic, transparent, and relatable to a generation that wants to be able to have access to the leader in the Oval Office.
Well, this is what Bernie Sanders was very effective in doing, and that was, you know, bringing in that relationship issue and connecting with millennials. He had an idea and expressed it as to what they wanted, and certainly what seemed to be high on their list was, the cost of tuition, and not only the cost of tuition, but, you know, what was the return on investment? Here it is, I spent $250,000 to be educated, and what do I have to show for it now?
Yeah, that's a very good point, Bill. And the reality is that millennials didn't relate to Bernie just because of the free college issue. Mm-hmm. They related to him because he said, I hear you. I'm with you. Your pain is my pain. He didn't have to wear skinny jeans and hipster glasses to relate to a generation who just wants to be treated like adults. And I think one of the biggest challenges, particularly on the Republican side during the primary season, is that we didn't have anybody who was really relatable in that respect. Many of the candidates, both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, are still having a hard time relating to millennials. Interestingly enough, there are more millennial men supporting Hillary Clinton than millennial women.
Interesting.
So her message of, hey, I'm a woman, vote for me, isn't working for a generation who's saying, okay, but what else? What are you going to be doing for me at the end of the day?
Well, let me ask you this. In light of, it just seems that millennials are not passionately following any one of the candidates. With Bernie Sanders now out of the picture, they lost some momentum here and relativity in as much as having a leader who was hearing them and wanted to be sensitive to their cause, to your earlier point. Is Trump in a position at all to capture the millennial vote?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Particularly with millennials who are entrepreneurially minded. Over 67% of millennials plan on starting their own company one day. That means that we've got 67% of young people thinking, okay, what kind of job environment am I going to create when I start this company? What kind of tax situation, what kind of regulation am I going to be dealing with? And Donald Trump is really the only candidate that millennials can say, yeah, he's got real life business experience and he's going to be advocating for me and my startup.
And of course, you know, from what you talk with all the research that you did for your book, The Millennial Solution, the millennial entrepreneur, they're starting to realize, these young kids are realizing that some of these issues that Donald Trump talks about when it comes to business, if you have an entrepreneurial ambition whatsoever, I would hesitate to say that, Hillary often refers to her father being in business, but I would think that he'd have a problem with this government-related regulation world in which we live in today, and he might want to have a talk or two with her.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think Donald Trump has done a really good job of simplifying language in a way that not just millennials, but the average American can relate to, that we realize that we're going to need to have a simpler tax structure, that it's unfair that companies are having to go overseas to be able to create more jobs. So really, when it comes down to it, Donald Trump is a candidate that I believe millennials will turn to because they realize that he's future focused. That yes, right now he may offend you. And that's the biggest complaint that young people have about voting for Donald Trump. We've been raised as politically correct children, making sure to not offend anybody. But at the end of the day, I think we're going to make an adult decision to realize that it's more than being offended. It's really about leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about likability, but really this election's about electability.
I mean, you get to a situation as to what's more offensive, some words that are coming at you that you haven't heard in a long time because you've been protected, or the fact that you would be hampered in realizing your dream and vision for your own life because a political force has decided they've pre-engineered what your life should be all about. And so any hope, any dream that you have is thwarted. I would think that in the long run, when, outside of the emotions, people are going to want, especially young people, are going to want to go for the opportunity. They want the chance to hit the brass ring, don't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what none of these polls are polling is asking millennials which candidate they believe will protect them. Safety and security consistently ranks in the top concerns that millennials have. We're the generation that was raised with Columbine, and now with the Pulse Club shootings, and we recognize we're living in a different world than our parents did. And because of that, we want a leader who will do what is right to protect us and our family and our future.
Well, Gabrielle, you look at the numbers, what happened in the primaries with Trump. Republicans were able, particularly Trump, was able to connect with a record number of millennials on the Republican side. And because of that, you're saying that there's opportunity in them, Thar Hills, for him to grab a bigger share of millennials, right?
Absolutely. There were more millennials who showed up in the polls for Donald Trump than for Hillary Clinton. Now, the media is not reporting on that whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So I think that we're seeing a lot of sleeper cells with millennials who are going to end up voting for Trump on November 8th. I think we're going to see many young people maybe not admitting it on social media, certainly not admitting it to their friends. But at the end of the day, when they're pulling that lever, they're making a smart decision to realize, you know, I need to have someone who's going to protect me, my family, and my future.
Exactly. Gabrielle Boucher has been with us. She's the president of the Millennial Solution, author of the new book, The Millennial Entrepreneur. Where can they get their hands on it, Gabrielle?
They can visit the website, millennialentrepreneurbook.com, or visit my personal website, gabriellebouchet.com, and follow all the exciting news that we've coming in this next year.
Gabrielle, thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Have yourself a great day.
Thanks for having me.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're thinking about a memory foam or dial up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customizable bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Sleep System. Reverie uses patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Call 877-845-7400 to learn why Hollywood A-listers, athletes, trainers, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero-gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night guarantee. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Want to know why celebrities, athletes, and doctors are switching to Reverie Dream Sleep Systems? Call now to find out. 877-845-7400 or visit Reverie.com. That's 877-845-7400 or R-E-V-E-R-I-E.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Oh, well, he's very popular in the Sportos, the Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Bill Martinez, live.
let's give him something to talk about. Why not? It's Bill Martinez here within 19 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. I was just reading a quotable quote here. It said, leadership and learning are indispensable to each other. That came from John F. Kennedy. I would say today we need to qualify, you know, what kind of leadership, right leadership, proper leadership, and right learning are indispensable. And, you know, what we find right now is, wow, an abandonment of our constitutional rights and what is going on ever so gently. And it seems to be rather aggressively, I would say, here right now with progressives leading the way and becoming quite emboldened after the 8 years of one Barack Obama. And, you know, you think about, you know, what Hillary, you know, what her, you know, if you go back and you think about what her college thesis was all about and how close she was to Saul Alinsky, and people are willing to just kind of, you know, set that aside and not realize the trajectory in terms of her worldview that she was on and how greatly influenced by one Saul Alinsky she was. Now, if you consider the eight, you know, driving principles that Saul Alinsky pushed, he talks about eight levels of control that must be obtained before you're able to create a social state. Think about this. He said the first is most important, healthcare. Control healthcare and you control the people. Poverty, increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you're providing everything for them to live. A debt, increase the debt to an unsustainable level. That way you're able to increase taxes and this will produce more poverty. You start chasing your tail, huh? And gun control. Remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That way you're able to create a police state. John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute has been warning us about this ever encroaching and massive police state that is surrounding its citizens. Welfare. Take control of every aspect of their lives. Food, housing, and income. Is that not happening? Education. Take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what children learn in school. Religion. Remove the belief in the God from the government and schools. Class warfare. Divide the people into wealthy and the poor. This is from Saul Alinsky's playbook. This is what's been going on. This was happening in our country, right? This will cause more discontent. It will be easier to take, tax the wealthy, and support of the poor. So how does this sound? All right? So think about it. Healthcare, poverty, debt, gun control, welfare, education, religion, class warfare. This is what the Democrats, this is what progressives have been doing to this country. Is it any wonder that Saul Alinsky would be jumping up and down in his grave and saying, we're so close. We are so close to make this happen. And this is what Hillary's America is looking like. This is what Barack Obama's America is looking like. And I ask you, is this the America that you thought you were growing up in? And I got to tell you, many people in Europe looked at what America is doing and they just are aghast. They can't believe this. Here it was, you know, the land of the free, home of the brave. We were the light on the shining hill. We were a light of encouragement and hope to the rest of the world. And we're abandoning and we're allowing people to snuff the light of hope and freedom. For what? For them to control, for them to be the elites and control this great country of ours, a country that was blessed by God originally. I mean, this was our prayer. God, you know, bless this country. We commit this country to you. And if it be your will, bless this country. And it was God's will. And there was a covenant that was established with our God and this country. Otherwise, we couldn't be where we are today here, ladies and gentlemen. But there's time to be aware of what's going on and to turn back to God. We cannot take God out of this country and think that there's no consequence. We've already have done it to this point. And look about and see what's happening in this country. How our country is being taken over by a ruling class of elites following the rules of for radicals. One Saul Alinsky. And it was interesting that this was the same rules, basically, that the Russians believed in, what Stalin believed in. And he described his converts as useful idiots because that's where they want. They want us minions to be. Useful idiots. We're just there to do their will, do their bidding. They continue to live well and live rich and high on the hog. and benefit from everything, break every rule. Rules are not for them. They're special. You know, they get exemptions. This is why, you know, they don't have a big problem with Obamacare because they're not living under it. See, this is one of the things that Trump needs to, I mean, he's talking about term limits and he's talking about these other things that have gone wrong in our country. Well, another thing is that, and I think the first thing is that, you know, legislators need to live under the rules that they enact. End of story. They don't get exemptions. You know, they live like everybody else. They don't get these golden parachutes that turn them into multi-gazillionaires. They don't get take advantage of insider trading so that they can become rather wealthy. I mean, what was the count? Over 340 multimillionaires in Congress today? What does that tell you? And when they started, they didn't start out that way. Okay, this only happened as a result of them being in office. So this should be a clear indication. And it's not because they're all that special. It's just that they got in there, they know how to work the game, and guess what? It's been tried and true. They've been doing this forever. You know, Nancy Pelosi just didn't invent this the other day. Hillary Clinton doing what she did. It's like this is the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen. This runs deep. This is why there is a lot of quiet coming out of the D.C. Beltway. Because they figure, look, if the queen goes down, how many other dominoes are going to go down? Who else is culpable in this situation? You know, when Peter Schweitzer started looking at these foundations, and there's many foundations associated with our politicians, okay? It's not just the Clinton Foundation. It was just that for him, as he said in our discussion, when we talked to him back in January, the first time he came out, I said, Bill, this is the one that stuck out. It just kept coming back over and over again. We kept running into it. So we thought, okay, well, let's check it out. And didn't go in with a specific agenda. It was just like, hey, we're going to investigate this. And so as they kept pulling back the curtain, it was one thing after another, whether it was uranium, you know, that was being turned over. Every time there was government money, you saw Secretary of State and Bill Clinton, you know, coming in together, you know, almost like vultures. They would land on these territories like Haiti. This is why I don't blame the people of Haiti being so upset. You know, they were supposed to get support. There was supposed to be money targeted for them. And who did it go to? It went to the cronies. And those cronies were at the behest of one Bill and Hillary Clinton. And they teamed up. They controlled that money and they flowed it to their cronies and said, OK, we're going to give you this. But meanwhile, we get a little commission. We're not going to call it a commission, but we're going to get a commission. And you're going to pay us for this, whether or not you're going to pay Bill an extravagant fee for a speech, because he's so brilliant. And again, keep in mind what his average speech yield was. He was doing about 70,000-80,000, which is pretty average for what a president would get, you know, post his administration and retirement. Suddenly, Bill Clinton is getting, you know, $500,000, $750,000 for one speech. Hillary Clinton, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And she says, well, because, you know, they paid me that because that's what they wanted to pay me. Really? Well, yeah. Well, why did they want to pay you that? Was there some quid pro quo? But no, you see, they're sharp. They know how to get around this. And again, we're useful idiots. We're just, our job is to just go along with it and see nothing there and walk on by and let them continue to have a stranglehold on this country. And meanwhile, they continue to move us further and further and further away from our constitutional rights. Is it any wonder what is happening with our Constitution? And of course, you know, the kids, you know, they've been, you know, they've been commandeered by our educational system, and they're taught only the things that they need to be taught. And that is right now the narrative is America serves no good, that we've taken everything, and the reason that we're wealthy and the reason that we've had so much going for us is because we've stolen it. And it's Barack Obama's duty and the progressives' duty to level out the playing field.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
They come to America. They come to America.
Check our phone.
They come to America. They come to America today. Today.
Your program, your calls.
I'll tell you, they were coming to America. Yes, okay, big guy. Don't fake me out like that. Hey, they're coming to America. They were coming to America. Now they're, leaving America because it is just not your father's America anymore. They see what's going on and going, this is the very thing we ran away from. I mean, could you imagine the pilgrims going, hey, look, we're getting out of Dodge here because of all this oppression. Now we're going to go back to Europe and go right into the belly of the beast. Just would not make sense whatsoever. Well, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is considering changes to its longstanding corporate disclosure framework. Now, you're going to have to follow this just a little bit. It may sound complicated, but it all comes down to, government rule and government forcing businesses to do something that is most incredible. And whenever government does that, guess who gets to pay for it? Well, the proposed change would mandate that companies disclose financially non-material environmental and social policy information, including how they might be impacted by a changing climate. Okay? It's a big sentence right there, but you know what that means. This means that a company would be required by law to disclose to investors potential social and environmental matters that may or may not be related to their business. In essence, they could be forced to disclose almost entirely speculative information about how climate change might impact their business decades from now and be legally liable for the accuracy in predicting what is unknowable. How do you like that, man? The government has found a way to heads they win, tails you lose. It is going to be an incredible situation. For example, the SEC could require companies to estimate how much sea levels will rise over the next 20 years. Did you know our businesses are that good that they could figure that out? and what that means for their organizations, even if there's no reliable way of estimating the probability, let alone actually the actual amount that sea levels could rise. I know this sounds crazy, but this is the 2016 America in which we live in. Daniel Gallagher, a former SEC commissioner, is with us. Daniel, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Oh, great, Bill. Thanks for having me this morning.
Hey, good to have you here. I mean, this is crazy stuff. I mean, and you are, you know, you are with the SEC, and they're coming down to this. I mean, they're really, this is an overstretch, but this is a real issue for businesses, isn't it?
It is. It's something that businesses and investors alike have to pay a lot of attention to. The good thing is, Bill, it hasn't happened yet. The SEC teed it up in a recent concept release as a potential for a requirement down the road, and it's solicited in that document input from the public. Mm-hmm. And I would hope that some of your listeners would be, you know, those that would be inclined to weigh in on this issue. They basically teed up moving away from a half-century-old standard we call materiality.
Mm-hmm.
That says that public companies should produce material information to investors, and that's information that a reasonable investor would want to have when making an investment decision. That's been a great standard. It's worked well for half a century. It's been predictable. There's a lot of lore and law built around it. But they teed up potentially requiring disclosure that has nothing to do with materiality, and as you pointed out, that has to deal with environmental, social, political, religious issues that are important only to specific activists and other groups. And so it's gotten a lot of attention. It's something I think that, as you point out, businesses need to pay a lot of attention to, but definitely investors too, because at the end of the day, if this becomes the law of the land, it's investors who have to pay for all of this. It's an expensive undertaking.
Well, they see this as social engineering. They see that what they're doing is they're pushing an agenda here that hasn't even been accepted. I mean, if we accept the fact that if we accept the idea and the premise that we're dealing with climate change and everything that that has been, you know, argued back and forth, but there has not been any agreement. I mean, the president would like to say it's fact, and so we just can't discuss this anymore. And because they don't want to talk about it, now they're going to use the arm of the law and everything they can in order to compel people to go along with their thinking.
Yeah, it's really an amazing, I mean, you talked about it. It's the government, again, it's a different arm of the government that activist groups are trying to manipulate to reach their own goals. You know, these are issues where the activists have tried to go directly to their elected officials, have tried to get laws at the state and federal level. You know, they don't feel like they've gotten what they've wanted. So they've gone directly to the companies and tried to affect change there, but they're in the minority of all the shareholders at the companies, and so they haven't affected change. And so now this new flank they've opened up in the assault is to go to the SEC and try to pressure the SEC to then require this type of information from companies, this oftentimes very speculative but all the time very expensive information from the companies. And investors, retirees, you know, folks saving for college tuition, they're the ones who are going to pay the costs of this distraction and the financial costs of all these demands upon public companies.
Well, and that's the problem here. I mean, we the people are having to pay for this theoretical issue here, and we're not even reasonably studying this issue. It is it's been so hijacked that I'm not even sure that we can, you know, we can trust the information, because time and again, I mean, they make outlandish statements. 97% of scientists agree on climate change and global warming and that sort of thing. And then you find out later on the scientists, well, I didn't agree to that. Of course, you know, when you get those kind of numbers anyway, that they're outlandish, because I don't know that you can get 97% of scientists to agree the sky is blue. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. And you teed it up. Right now, companies potentially could have to disclose this very inexact issue, right, and be subject to liability for it, bear the costs of it. I mean, it's a real morass, but it's a very, very live issue. And I think that, you know, these groups got a lot of success by petitioning Congress to include in the Dodd-Frank Act that responded to the financial crisis mandates just like this. There's one bill, I'll tell you, Section 1502 of Dodd-Frank mandates that all U.S. public companies disclose the use of conflict minerals from the Congo in their manufacturing process. And so if you're a U.S. public company, at some level you have to go through this review. You have to look through your whole supply chain, private companies and public alike in your supply chain. The SEC estimated that this rulemaking would cost the public companies billions of dollars, and nonetheless, it's the law of the land right now. And so I think they saw a lot of success with that type of mandate coming from Congress to the SEC, and now they're bringing it right to the SEC. And, you know, it's a shame to see that this is occupying time at the commission when there are real investor protection issues out there. But it's something that investors really need to pay attention to.
Well, yeah, I mean, the investors, and then, of course, as you say, it always comes down to we the people. I mean, we're the one that that ends up paying for it. The cost of billions of dollars in this 1502 section that you just cited, who does that go to? Who gets that money?
Yeah, well, it comes right out of the company. It goes to the lawyers, the consultants, all the other folks that have to be hired by the company to go through and perform this disclosure process. There's an audit that was included in Section 1502, so you have to audit the process by which you come up with this disclosure. So, you know, the expenses is extreme, and investors pay it at the end of the day. It's going to come out of your returns if you're invested in those companies.
Exactly. And here it is. Is it any wonder our GDP is where it's at? We're being regulated to death here in the process, and this sad and losing story continues once again in this 2016 America in which we live in. Daniel Gallagher served as Commissioner of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission from November 2011 and October 2015. Dan, appreciate you coming on and enlightening us on this continuing saga of insanity in which we live in. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Bill. Appreciate it.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Halloween is almost here, and prep is likely focused on the candy, the costumes, and the spooky decorations. So when the holiday arrives, dinner is often a last-minute stressor or a scary afterthought. But that doesn't have to be the case. Before the trick-or-treating festivities kick off, treat yourself to Dr. Utker Virtuoso Pizza, a best-in-class premium pizza that's the perfect no-fuss meal on nights as hectic as Halloween. Virtuoso is not your average frozen pizza. In fact, it tastes so fresh, you'll forget it was ever frozen. These pies have a deliciously thin, crispy crust and are made with only the freshest ingredients. Virtuoso is available in 9 uniquely flavored varieties, like pepperoni pesto, signature spinach, and tomato and goat cheese. So there's a flavor for every palate. Check out the store locator at www.oetker.us to see where Virtuoso is sold near you. And have a happy and incredibly scrumptious Halloween. This report is brought to you by Dr. Utker Virtuoso Pizza.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
Hey, given the choice, let's make it a great day. Why not live it out? 14 before the top of the hour right now. I'm Bill Martinez. Bob Welischewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture and Director of Focus's Plugged In Department, which features the popular Plugged In website, PluggedIn.com. It is the site that provides up-to-date reviews of new movie releases, information on the hottest music, television, DVD, and video games impacting popular youth culture. So make sure you check out PluggedIn.com. Robert, how are we doing, buddy?
Hi, Bill. Happy Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. A little bit of change here. Yes, exactly. But, Tuesday can be as good as Monday and sometimes even better.
Absolutely.
Why not?
I'm looking forward to it.
A little bit of surprise at the box office. Madea, ended up taking the top spot.
Yeah, most prognitions, is that the word? Prognosticators.
Yes.
Had said that they thought Jack Reacher would be the number one film, mm-hmm. and it slid into number two.
Right.
But with $28.5 million, Tyler Perry's new Madea film took the top spot. You know, it's interesting to me because Tyler Perry doesn't play by the general rules, yet he does incredibly well. What do I mean by that? I mean, he never screens a single one of his films for the press. Mm-hmm. He makes them rapid fire. Seems to me he puts out at least two a year, and he's got a built-in audience that like him, trust him, and every single one of his films always have some really good faith content, no exception here, but he always puts in, you know, a whole bunch of other content. I'm waiting just for the day he puts out just the fake content and leaks out the objectionable stuff completely. But
right.
So far it hasn't happened.
Well, he stayed with a formula that, as you say, has worked, that has created a following for him. And that's going to be a crossroads he'll have to come to at some point in his movie-making career to see who he's going to serve, right?
I'm hoping so.
Yeah, I'm with you on
that. The average $12,600 per screening, which means he had some very full theaters. His movie was only on 2,200 screens, which, say, compare that to the number two film, which was on almost 4,000 screens.
Exactly.
So not only did he beat Jack Reacher, he was almost double the amount of theaters that were carrying his movie, which is interesting to me.
Right.
We gave it a mere 2 out of 5 for family friendliness. Mm-hmm. Boo, Madea Halloween, just for listeners who are wondering what we might have given it. Jack Reacher, we gave a 2.5 out of 5. It's pretty much what you'd expect. lots of violence and some language and kind of a paint-by-number thriller, if you will.
Right.
And then number three at the box office was a horror film. Of course, it's that month, October, where Hollywood loves to find one or two to give those who just think you got to go to a horror film in the month of October. This one's called Ouija, Origin of Evil. It's actually the second in that series. Made a $14 million. I'm sure they're happy with that. Just we weren't happy with the film. So
right. Well, I guess, you know, Hollywood's setting this up because, I mean, after all, I mean, you go through Halloween and all this craziness and celebration because that's supposed to, I guess, help us to be thankful.
No, I don't know. They say it's now the number two holiday for people. It's the second biggest grossing holiday as far as money spent. So Christmas, of course, is number one, and coming in right at number two is Halloween. So
wow, they beat out.
Don't get much from me on it, but
no, me neither. Well, Easter used to be number two, but you know, it's it just reminds us too much of God, the very God that we're trying to turn our backs on. So you know, so now you know, Easter's not even number two anymore, and go figure how secularized we've become that Halloween would be the number two holiday.
I'm glad at least Christmas is still number one. So
You and me both.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a new movie out I want to talk about, and you talk about the number of theaters. About 500 theaters carried this movie, and boy, powerful movie. And I've seen the trailer on it, what I've read about it. I haven't seen it yet myself. I go back to California this weekend, so I'll probably get a chance to see it when I'm back in California, and I can't wait.
Well, I hope you do, because I really like it. We're talking about the number 15th film in the nation. It's called I'm Not Ashamed. PureFlix acquired the rights to it, PureFlix being the company that did God's Not Dead and God's Not Dead 2.
Right.
This tells the Rachel Joy Scott story. She was the first person to be shot in the Columbine shootings back in 1999. Eric and Dylan were the shooters, people might recall. Lest a collective gasp of our listeners going, I don't think that film sounds too gruesome for me to go see, I want to say that it's really not, and I'll, for a couple reasons. Number one, 90% of this film is not about the shooting. 90% of the film is about the life of Rachel Joy Scott. Now, how do we know so much about her? Found out that she journaled. And from her own journals, they were able to piece what she was going through on a day-in, day-out basis. And then her mother, of course, filled in a lot of gaps of what was going on as well. And it's not a sanitized version. I mean, we kind of get Rachel Joy Scott, warts and all, but warts and all, is still a pretty amazing young lady.
She was so honest about her life and her journey. I mean, you know, one moment she's very godlike and celebrating God, and the next moment, I mean, it's almost like you're reading Paul as a teenage girl, you know, who says the very things I don't want to do, I do. And
I do.
But I like this particular line in her journal. It stuck out to me, Bob. She says, if one person could go out of their way to show compassion, it could start a chain reaction. She wrote this in her journal before this day came. I mean, this is the kind of heart, and this is what makes Rachel Joy so special.
You know, she did also, she was a bit of a doodler and an artist, and she has one picture of someone crying with 13 tears.
Yeah.
And someone asked her and counted them, you know, why she was like, why, Rachel, did you put 13 tears? And she said, I don't really know. But, and of course, 13 people lost their lives that day. Seems a bit prophetic, maybe, in her artwork. Maybe it was just random chance, but I kind of wonder if it wasn't a little bit prophetic. Anyways, this film, like you have already alluded to, there's times where in the movie she wants to go to a party, you know, but okay, I don't want a party, but I just don't want to be home. I'll be lonely. She struggles with everything teenagers struggle with, Christian teens and other teens, self-worth, purpose, should I party? Should I have a non-Christian boyfriend? If I can be a salt and light in his life. I mean, I said it this way once on a radio interview, and I'll say it to your listening audience too. You know, I see about 140 to 150 films a year. And if I was speaking to a youth group right now and one of the kids raised his hand, Mr. Wallace, yes, you see a lot of films. If I was going to see just one film that you like, which one would you recommend? Bill, hands down, I would recommend I'm Not Ashamed. I liked it that much, and I believe there's that much potential for change in the lives of Christian young people, to get people that are sitting on the fence to get off the fence, and to get people who are really questioning God. I think there's some good seed planting to be done through the life of Rachel Joy Scott. I like the film a lot.
Especially in a time like this, where we are so divided in this country, and we're dealing with some really core issues. What I suggest, Robert, on my observation, is that, this country is very confused because we have disanchored ourselves. We're not anchored to the truth anymore. And as a result, we're like that hot air balloon that's been punctured, that is just going willy-nilly, pal-mal, all over the place. And
with no control.
It's no control. And so here is Rachel Joy Scott, her story, that is encouraging teens to hold on to a worthwhile identity. I mean, because this is what it comes down to. I mean, and it's especially tough during your teen years when you're pushed and pulled in so many different angles. And then you've got all these philosophies, dangerous philosophies, may I say, that are flying around, especially in this political season, because things are being shared and put out there. Not that it hasn't, but it's coming to center stage. Rap music, all this kind of debased information has been out there. Our lack of appreciation and respect for life in the form of abortions, near 60 million abortions in this country. I mean, at some point, Bob, we're going to pay a price. You know, as I was talking to somebody else the other day, you know, you read in the Bible when God confronts Cain about his brother Abel, he tells him, your brother's blood is crying out to me. And this is after
Cain. Am I my brother's keeper?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are your brother's keeper. Yeah.
Right, but he says, your brother's blood is crying out to me. I mean, this is one person's blood crying to the heavens and screaming for justice. What does 60 million babies sound like? You know, the cries that are coming out crying for justice. I mean, all they're guilty of was, being alive.
Hey, one other thing I remember I wanted to get back to, and I said that 90% of the film dealt with her life. I need to also point out that, yes, we are dealing with the shooting, but it's handled very tastefully, if you can handle a shooting tastefully. What
right.
I mean is not gruesomely.
Yeah.
There's no gore. Yes, we're in a scene where she gets shot. Yes, there's actually some words that she speaks after getting shot. But I've seen a lot of gruesome films. And I just felt like the filmmaker worked really hard to tell the story.
Okay.
Without,
well, Bob, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Bob Waliszewski with Focus on the Family. Thank you, Robert.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.